So on the call we have Victor Abbott, Fernando España, Andre Phillips, Paulus Miranda, Suleiman Umtanaga, Dr. Sparks DeBlanc, Tong Su, and Bart Boswinkle and myself. And we have apologies from Sokol. So, Fernando, do you have any special agenda in mind?
No, sorry, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
But we don't have a problem hearing you. It's just the other people have an echo when you're not muted.
Okay, is the echo still on? Because I think for some reason the two phones were on. Maybe that was the echo, but I disconnected the other one. If the echo's still on, I can call from my mobile.
It is. Can you try to dial in from a mobile?
Okay, I'll dial in.
Fernando?
I'm sorry, we just have to wait for Fernando a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because his line caused an echo. Bart, are you still there?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
Good. Sorry, I'm just checking.
You know, I'm having my coffee, so.
I see.
Fernando is back.
Maybe as a question to the others, did you have a chance, because we were a bit late with sending you the overview of public comments, etc., including the responses from the CCNSO, did you have a chance to look at it? We sent it this morning, otherwise maybe it's a good idea to run through that table.
I haven't seen it, though.
Is that the request for input?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
An overview. And it's not so much into the specifics of the different inputs, but it's what is interesting, if you look at the total number, so that's increasing, and where the CCNSO responded.
Fernando, just so you know, we're looking into this... the paper that I think Bart sent out today, the table of numbers of inputs and the kind type of input. So can I just ask, Victor, didn't you receive it, or you just didn't have the time to look at it?
No, I just received it. I didn't look at it.
Ah, sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it was sent today, so that's clear.
Yeah, sorry.
So, but in itself, say, it doesn't matter very much what's included, but it provides, so, is Fernando back on the call?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So what it does, say, based on the conversation we had 2 weeks ago, so Gabi and I looked at the at two periods. One was in the May-June 2011 period. And the other one was May-June 2012. And, say, first of all, to check whether there was an increase, as, say, we expected. And secondly, to have, say, these are all public, say, public comment requests. And secondly, to understand whether, say, where the CCNSO as a whole did not respond, and the numbers. So there is no real, say, whether it's important for the CCs, but it shows that, say, if you just look at the data, it shows that we're reasonably good probably very well at responding on a strategic and operational planning processes, reasonably good in SSR stuff, so security, stability, and resiliency. But that was only because the latest public comment period was extended, and the rest is not really, I think, not even discussed at the level of the CCNSO Council. It has been forwarded to most of them have been forwarded, I would say, to the CCTLD community. So I haven't checked, or we haven't checked, whether individual CCTLDs have responded, but it shows that, say, on with a broad brush, the CCNSO has not even considered responding on most of them. And, say, if you look into more detail at them, say, some are very specific for new GTLDs or GTLDs or the GNSO, but some, may merit some comments, say, like the... or may have merited some comments, say, like the who is, at least to make to ensure that, say, it's not applicable to the CCNSO. So what we discussed the last meeting was, as a whole, the CCNSO is not very good at looking at these. First of all, looking at these public comment requests, and whether it's applicable for the CCNSO, so whether it's important enough to warrant anything. And secondly, I think if you look at it, say, if the CCNSO would have responded, it would have meant an enormous increase in the workload of the CCNSO, next to, say, what we always have is these, working groups, etc. So probably, say, what was the starting point of this study group is we have a better understanding of what we are even supposed to do as a CCNSO. So I think that's at least my read of that table.
Bart, thank you for that. I have a couple of questions. So it seems that there is some sort of level of filtering that is done already, right? And this request, do they come to you and Gabby, or do they go to Leslie, for example, and then if no response is needed?
Now,
or
so that's the interesting. That's the interesting thing about the between the May June 2011 and May June 2012 list. If you look at it, say the May June 2011, there was no such thing as the SOAC alert list. In May, June, in April 2011, after the Costa Rica meeting, the ICANN staff started with the SOAC alert list. And all the public announcements were published on the SOAC alert list. And, say, the SOAC alert list includes Vika and Keith and Leslie, so the chairs and the two designated councillors. So you need to view, say, what will be on the next council call on Tuesday is an update of the CCNSO statement guidelines. But it's clearly that, say, that mechanism is not working properly yet. Does that answer your question, Fernando?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Fernando, I think we talked a little bit about this last time as well, that there is no real proper process for how to deal with these things. Some things we just happen to catch up informally and bring it up to the council. Some issues... I'm kind of monitoring what's happening on the on the list where the announcements are, and I pick out what I think is interesting for the CCTLD community. So I don't forward all the comment periods because I think that some issues are just not of interest for CCTLDs. But this is all done not really following any process and a little bit ad hoc, I'd say. So I think in the notes I sent yesterday, this is reflected as well. So there is no real process of sorting the input, really.
Yes, thank you. And I guess that's actually a good lead to the next steps. I know couple of weeks ago we did spend a lot of time, and Bert Barth spent a lot of time explaining us this process, and thank you for providing this additional chart. I know we have a set of additional questions, and I think this prioritization, how do we prioritize, who should be in charge of prioritizing, is part of some of those additional questions. Maybe that's the next set of questions that we should try to discuss and try to figure out on how to maybe brainstorm a little bit on the prioritization of these types of requests, and do we need to create a subset group that is going to be in charge of prioritizing the list?
Fernando, it's Maybe as a first step, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Is what I would suggest, as a first step, is if you look at this and look at it, say that probably most of you, as councillors, were not aware of all these public announcements, although they send out to you individually through the CCTLD, CCNSO members and CCNSO council list, it doesn't hit the radar. It's so much coming, especially just before the meeting, because that makes it interesting, this bit. This was just before the Singapore meeting and just before the Prague meeting. So what might be useful, at least also to assist the designated councillors as a first step, is come up with a kind of template at least to summarize and to assess the importance, so that's documented.
Bart, I think that's an excellent idea, but I also think that looking at this list, it has a lot of old herringbones on it. Who is, and raising global awareness. I mean, you could build a Taj Mahal around that issue.
Yes.
And there are just some questions that are put on the air, as it were, not that require any detailed work compared to something like the operating plan, the fiscal, So I think they could be categorized as ongoing issues.
Yeah.
And
but
that's not what I'd call it. I mean, somebody will have to think of a better name then. But
yeah,
the stuff that just goes on the air, that's just always there for comment about global awareness. You know, we can't get ourselves revved up about that.
Agree with you, Dottie, and say this checklist is not about creating, that we have to respond, but at least that it's...
Somebody asked it to.
Yeah, it's that we know, in future, or the CCNSO Council knows in future, that it's more a paper trail of, say, what is coming and to put some meat on the bones of the discussion on workload, because that's the frightening bit about it. I would say you don't know. Say we've all been speculating of there is an increase in workload, etc. And say the council never or is not really aware of the stuff that's going, so it can't make any decision anyway. So, and I fully agree, say, if it's the way you called it, say, if it's an ongoing debate, that's fine. If the CCNSO doesn't want to be involved, you just qualify, yes, it's ongoing, it's a waste of time to put in any energy. And if an individual CCTLD really feels strong about it, yeah, he or she or they can do it.
Right. So, actually, if we had some categories to put those things in.
Yeah, and then you have already, say, and then you start about saying, put it, say, in my view, and that's part of that, say, creating such a template, and that makes it easier for the councillors who are designated and for the council as well to say, okay, there is an assessment, it's important, so we need to spend some time on it, and if it's ongoing, not relevant, or like creating awareness, etc. Yeah, we document it, we've seen it, we've been advised not to spend any time on it, so we don't. So it's already the starting point of prioritization in the sense for the council.
We probably don't want to put in writing that we've been asked to not spend any time on it.
No, but it's an assessment, like... Yes,
right.
It's ongoing, but you can use very, very politically correct words.
Well, ongoing is a good word.
Yeah.
And I think, Bart, you sort of started maybe this categorization by including the column of expertise, and I don't know if maybe a way to categorize, as you say, this request, do we break them down by, for example, is it a policy issue, is it a finance issue, is it a who is issue? And
yep.
Then I know in the past we talked about having, since council members or even members have different skills, maybe if it's a policy issue, we could send it off to the policy expert to review if it's something that the CCNSO council should take on or not.
But say the reason for including it right now was, say, what Gabby and I discussed is, for instance, if you look at the CCNSO statement stuff or the CCNSO statements we've producing until now, you need, say, people who with drafting expertise on the one hand side, but you also need people, for instance, with the SSR statement and REMIT, you need somebody with say expertise or in the SSR area. So that's more a step. But you can also use it, and I fully agree with you, Fernando, is say it touches upon these type of experts. So and that's fairly easy to do. And then you have at least you have a paper trail of whether the council wants to respond yes or no, or what is going on.
Yes.
Maybe Gabby and the rest, is it an idea that, say, Gabby and I will come up with a kind of template for the group to discuss as a starting point?
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, hello, this is Holm.
Hi, Holm.
I totally agree with all your comments. And the same as Fernando said, probably it's really helpful to set up the kind of screening working group to pre-screen these topics. For example, I've looked through the list you kindly presented. For example, in May or June, there's one topic. There's an ICANN language policy and services.
Yeah.
That's quite relevant to CCNSO, actually, and we've identified in our first report that is language barrier is one of the difficulty for some member to effectively participate in this policy work. So I assume if we have this kind of I don't know the wording, looking through preliminary review working group to look through all these topics and identify a field that's very, very relevant to CCNSO. and maybe submit to the decision makers. I guess it's the chair, vice chairs, and.
I would say, the way I see it, but maybe it's different. It's at the end of the day, if you have a preliminary assessment by, say, the two council being designated to initiate statements, etc., because that's already a group, you can extend it, that's fairly easy. But just to categorize something like outreach, etc., and then send it off to the council with an advice, and then it's up to the full council to decide whether the CCNSO wants to respond yes or no. It's putting it first on the CCNSO council agenda before really going into it's a bit of a triage.
Bart, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Because I understand that Hong's suggestion is that we have a smaller group to decide whether this is worth reacting on or not. And to be absolutely honest, knowing the council and how hard it is to get the decision out of the councillors, sorry, councillors for this, but sometimes it is really, really hard to get a reaction, a timely reaction from the council. And I think that if we had in mind a smaller group that knows this is their task, I think that the response might be quicker, because honestly, going through the council just to ask, are we going to reply to this, can take 10 days until we get enough replies. So I actually think that Hong is going in the right direction here.
But first of all, say the first bit is the triage, and then you can involve others as well, or expand, say, the group of Vika and. Or say expand the Vika and Keith group to include two or three other councillors.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for some topics they've already been identified. For example, the budget and five financial issues. We're a working group. For the strategic planning, we have a working group. For IDN, we're working group. But for many topics, we don't have working groups.
No.
They could easily be overlooked. What I'm suggesting probably is not one small group, it's several groups. But it's divided according to policy or the law or technologies, according to expertise in these small groups. They can preliminarily assess the importance and relevance.
Hong, but is this at the level of the council or at the level of the community?
Oh, yeah, that's really a question. Well, this question for all of us. Back to you.
Yeah. So, what I suggest, if you want to do it, go down the path of creating these, include the community, I think at the end of the day it should be done, but that's a matter of capacity as well, then we should start or advising, or maybe that's one of the options, as standing committees dealing with it, like the SOP is a standing committee, and there is, say the SOP is so successful because it is a standing committee. But then you need to do something. Is there interest in the CEC community to have a standing committee on who is, for example, or should it just be left initially at the level? Say that's an alternative path. Leave it at the level of the council, because what Gabby has just been saying is. Say we already have sometimes issues to get responses from councillors, let alone if you start involving the community itself, because that sometimes takes, or not sometimes, most of the time takes even longer.
Well,
Bart, maybe it can be a combination of both. And I think somebody said maybe expanding the role of Vika and Keith's group. Maybe they're the ones that get the request initially, And if we have identified experts, if it's a policy request, then they would forward it to that policy person or smaller group of policy experts, and they can make the decision, yes, we should answer or not. And then it doesn't require the entire council to move forward. Yeah. Now, part of those experts, let's take who is as an example. Maybe the expert is not in the council. It's going to be part of the community, but it's somebody we've already identified as an expert in who is, and then we rely on their feedback on whether or not we should answer or not.
Well, I'm not completely sure about everything you said because I started talking at the same time you did, but what I was going to say is that I think we should have a standing committee for triage that doesn't change much, that has people with scope and who are involved enough to know what's going on and who've been around enough long enough to know what has gone on, and let the triage happen right at the very beginning.
So maybe it's an idea, because I think in combination, say if you have a triage committee in combination and say we've been discussing different options right now, and in combination with a template. So if we combine these two, then we have probably at least as the starting point for creating CCNSO positions, because that's been, say, that's what we're focusing on right now, we have different solutions for further discussion. So if we just maybe, Gabby and I, that we put a paper together, a small paper, say, these are different path forwards which we just discussed, and let's focus on the details, say, at the upcoming call.
Sounds good to me.
And include a draft template, so which could be refined by you.
Good to me as well.
And I
I just wanted to summarize. So we have different suggestions. We have either one standing committee who's kind of screening stuff. We have the other option was to have several, like, more expert groups are screening, and we have the council is screening. whether these three options, were there any other option that I missed?
Yeah, and I think the experts groups involves community members as well.
Okay, so the one expert group, the triage that we are talking about, that would just include councillors.
Yeah, and limited numbers of councillors would say with a broad, say it might be the current two or expanding them to maybe a little bit, say two to four councillors who do the triage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's just a preliminary, say, based on the basic information, and then use a template and inform the council. That's more or less the process, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but my understanding is that councillors should assume more responsibilities than community members. I would suggest we've kind of researched the expertise of our 18 councillors and group them up in three or four categories. And they can actually develop their community members to support them to do this preliminary review assessment.
So okay, so that's option two, I would say.
Right.
And then probably say, and then probably they need to get back to the council, because that's a council decision. Say, what we're talking about right here is the whether to initiate the CCNSO statement process or procedure.
I don't get that. The statement process?
If you look at... No, it's not true what I'm saying. So if you look at the financials, etc., that's included as well. So, but there we have the SOP working group who's doing, say, according to their own process. If you look at, say, the way we've dealt with, and that was on the previous council call, with the CCNSO statement on ICANN's security and stability remit, we did this according to a procedure that we've developed, and that's on the council upcoming council agenda again. So where the council appoints a drafting team, the drafting team then comes up with an initial draft that will be sent to the council for comments. Once the comments from the council are included, then it will be sent to the community for their comments. But that process takes about 6 or 7 weeks at least. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by the CCNSO statement procedure.
Okay, right.
And say, if you look at most of this, say some of it, say like on who is, if it's a matter of the CCNSO, you want to use that formal process or that procedure.
Right.
But say if you look at say something like the operating plan, etc., we have say the CCNSO has the standing committee, say the SOP working group, that was specifically created for that purpose.
Right.
So it's so that's probably another thing that we need to do in and say in the template. Say if you think it through, you can already see what needs to be included in the template, whether there is a standing committee for it, like the SOP, or what should be the action is to create or initiate the say the statement procedure or something else. But that's the end result.
Okay.
And part one, I remember from previous calls, I guess one other issue that sort of determines the prioritization is the timing of the request or the response needed.
Yeah. So if it's very clear, although it can be very important, if it's very important and critical, then you can deal with it. But say if the public comment period is just 21 days, it's impossible to come up with a CCNSO statement. Almost. So that's already another part of the template. Say what is the expected what is the duration of the comment period?
Okay.
But at least and taking it a step further, say if you do it this way, at least that's my understanding of it. It will initially, and it will, you put more, how should I phrase it? It has the potential of increasing the workload.
Yes.
But at least it becomes explicit. The workload becomes explicit, and then it's time to take the next step. And maybe that's something for next week as well, to really look at, say, different methods of prioritization. Because then you really need to prioritize, and probably that's not something that's a full council decision, at least, and maybe even for the community, to determine what's really important, where the CCNSO needs to focus on. But at least this way, say, if you go back to the initial table we discussed, say that we send around, is you have a basic idea of, so we got all the categories now, and we have a full understanding of the potential workload for the CCNSO.
Yes, and I think you made a good point that obviously getting all these requests and putting them in categories and sort of giving them priority, it is going to create additional workload, and that's one of the things we have to identify how to address it.
Yeah.
So at that point, I guess, if I'm hearing correctly, then at that point, the entire council would need to do a second set of priorities. Well, the workload is already identified. That's the real prioritization.
Yeah. That's my guess, at least, is you don't want to leave this, because this is where the full council needs to step in, I guess, in order or even say and together with the community to understand what are the real priorities. But that's maybe a next step, is first get this out, and then once you have a bit of an understanding of what it means, then we can look at, say, as a study group, at the different models for prioritization. And then you have the time to look at the email Gabby just forwarded as well.
I think, Bart, I think that's enough work for us to do for the next weeks. So we will just come up with some possible models on how to handle the initial input, and how to, you know, kind of filter it through and whatever. So you and I will come up with something and send out to the group.
Yeah.
Let's try to do it with next week, perhaps, so that there's at least a week for the group to consider it.
And Bart, one additional question. I remember you mentioned that a lot of these requests start coming either to you guys or to Leslie shortly before the actual meetings, right, the ICANN meeting.
Yeah.
So looking at that, is that like around the 5th of October or the 12th? I guess around the 5th of October when those requests start coming in? Is it like usually a week prior, or is it a couple of weeks?
There are more mechanisms right now. It's we haven't checked, but maybe we should include them. But say the SOAC alert list is used almost simultaneously when it's published on the ICANN website as an announcement. And
it is simultaneous because I'm monitoring both.
Yeah, and what you see is, I don't know about this meeting, but probably over the next 2 or 3 weeks, ICANN staff will put out a lot of documents for public comment again.
Fernando, the thing is that there are announcements coming throughout year. It's not that, you know, that's just before the meetings. It's these things come all the time. It's just that it's kind of more concentrated just before the meetings, because many of these papers, they want a council, ICANN board decision or whatever during the meeting. So I think, I can't remember how many days in advance, but they need to be published so and so many days in advance. So I think that's why there is a concentration of many more papers being brought out just before the meetings, or they want at least to the community to discuss them during the meetings.
Yeah.
That's why. But they actually come throughout the year, so it's not that, you know, they stop just because we just had a meeting. So it's nothing, you know, they come all the time.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. So I think the suggestions that Bart put together as far as this priority list based on expertise or different categories, it seems that that's the route to go. Does anybody else have any feedback on that? So and I know Bart, I guess you volunteer yourself and Gabby to give first crack at this category.
The template, yeah.
The template, yes.
So what we'll do is we put together a draft template, and that's going to be very simple. But it's as Dottie suggested. It is for the initial triage, whoever is going to do it. And say the second part is different models, how this triage can be done.
Okay.
And that's going to be very simple as well, because, say, so at least then we have something to discuss and go back to the questions that, say, Gabi has put together and see what we've addressed already and what we haven't as well on the next call. So I think we have a very nice agenda in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And yes, a lot of the stuff that we've discussed in this last couple of conference calls, they do take care of the those additional questions, a lot of them.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much it for today. Gabby, there's nothing else that we needed to address, right?
No, I would just, as I said, we would try to make with Bart during next week. So it would be nice if you could have a look at it just the week before the next call, which is in 2 weeks. And if you have any comments, just comment on the list, email list. Because if you can, you know, come up with a great screening model, just let me and Bart know so we can include it, like over the next days. Just let us know.
Okay, and this link, Gabby, that you just sent is the models of prioritization, right? The healthcare.
Yeah. There are also some GTLD. Bart found this healthcare model, which he thinks is very good. I haven't looked at it in too much into detail.
Let me explain what I've done. So,
okay.
First of all, what I've included, I've asked, GNSO support staff. Take a step back. The GNSO have been working on prioritizations models. And they tried to implement one, and say the GNSO Council, and they put in a lot of effort as part of the GNSO improvement process. At the end of the day, the GNSO found the prioritization model as developed far too complicated. So, say that's it's an extreme end of how you could do prioritization. But I've included it so in order to avoid, so you're aware of this is happening and to avoid that the CCNSO would fall in the same trap, because the GNSO Council felt very uncomfortable about it. But you need to know it exists. So I started looking at some of the other, just doing some web search on prioritization models, and then I came across this. It's just a small paper from the Canadian health authorities, and it describes different methods of prioritization with the benefits and downsides of some of them. And as a starting point to look at different prioritization model and to discuss it among the study group, I thought it might be useful, or at least, to have some background material
on the different models and say and to see what might be a useful direction for discussion. So, and the reason for, say, in healthcare, as you're probably all aware, is prioritization is probably even more an issue than say, in the ICANN arena. So that's the basic, and it's nothing about specific health issues, etc. It's just a brief 2 or 3 page overview of different prioritization models to inform the discussion.
Thank you for that explanation, Bart. I see that the healthcare one does have some sort of models, examples,
yeah,
charts and tables too.
And it's easy read, and it's if you would be able to read it, say, before the call next call, then we could have a real discussion on prioritization. Yeah, what is a feasible route for the CCNSO, or a route to be suggested for the CCNSO and the council?
Okay. Makes sense. Okay, I think we're getting close to the end of our 1 hour. We already know Gabby and Bart kindly volunteered themselves to put together this draft table for next week, and then in 2 weeks we're gonna for the next call we should look at the links that Bart sent and have a read and be able to have a better discussion in terms of the prioritization piece. Other than that, I think our next call is going to be October 5th at the same time. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Gabby. And thank you, counselors, for joining the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.